Welcome to Glow on the Bro.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
My name is Glow.
Hi, Glow.
What up?
And we haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a little minute.
I know.
I missed y'all.
Yo, we had to get it together because we be like, we're going to get it together, then we don't. But just know in our head, we getting it together.
Okay.
But anyway, these are my bros, as y'all know. Who you?
I'm Craig, man. I'm here. I'm ready. Let's go. Let's get the pod.
Pop, pop.
Look, well, you can't really do the
let's pod
noises. I'm like, good.
Yeah, we here. Engine that can't start and shit. If we need some shooters, we not rolling with Glow.
Like, blah, I'm like, blah.
Are we not? You sure?
Nah,
never mind.
I mean, nah, we not doing that. I'm Deshaun.
Thank you.
I'm the second bro to the right of Craig, and to my right,
I'm Pat. What's up?
Word.
He had a day. So
I've had a hell of a day.
It's okay. It be like that sometimes. So it's new with y'all. It's been a while. I'll start actually.
Yeah. Okay.
So I am working for myself.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So now I launched Crown and Glory Services, which is alongside Crown and Glory's just media content with interviewing. So right now I'm just figuring out seasonally wise, like how I want to do content, things of that nature. But right now services are, you know, where the money's coming in. So I'm doing project management specifically for creatives, and I love my clients. They've been great, but I need more. So I'm trying to get some organizations, you know, in line.
Yep.
There's a prospect which I'm hoping comes soon, but it's crazy. It's
don't force it. Be yourself.
I know, but I think I've always been like, obviously I'm a creative, but I've always been that person that's trying to figure out how do I make money. And like, I admire you guys because you're just like, this is a thing. This is a cost. But like, my mind has never worked like that because one, I just love creating. I love thinking of ideas. I love like creating structures and systems and things like that and getting people from A to Z and not realizing that it's worth something. So a lot of this is me like coming into like my worth.
Yep, right.
And,
I've been waiting for this moment for Gloria for years.
Okay, give me a second, Uncle
God
Grandpa.
God damn. We was talking about it the other day, and I was like, finally, she's like teaching herself how to feed herself. You know? It's very different. You
know? I know.
It's like a proud papa.
You already, you know, you kill a creative game. Like, that's easy to you. You know, it's easy for you to be creative, but, like, you smart and, like, you project-oriented and organization-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is learn how to fucking, like, hustle in that way. And, you know, you can be, this game over now.
Word. So I have a whole service packet, and I send it out when people are like, tell me about your things. And I'll be like, boom, I created this shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, when I see money coming in, it's from my brain, it does give me a sense of, like,
yep.
Right.
Oh, that was the missing piece for the Glow puzzle.
I know, but I will say in all transparency, it is really tough because I'm in the beginning stages of understanding how the financial aspect works.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not opposed to, you know, taking on freelance opportunities or things that are still within just to, you know, supplement some of the things that need to happen. But I think I'm still wrapping my mind around, like, how this shit works. It's just it's fucking scary.
Wait till you start doing taxes.
Yeah.
Well, I already set myself up.
Yeah.
This
well.
Nigga.
You had
over here talking about taxes.
Just get your quarterly.
I've already compiled, like,
I have a whole
system.
Craig's a tax professional now.
I don't want this to come off wrong. But big Trump energy when it comes to these taxes. I ain't trying to pay him just like he wants to try
agree,
to pay.
I don't agree, friends. I am not in agreement.
It's real. It's real. Once you make money, you go, oh, damn. Damn.
You want all this?
How much?
You want all this?
Yeah, it's
a whole thing. At the right time.
It's a whole thing.
It's kind of why a lot of businesses like Trump, because he was giving, you know.
No, I was just saying I don't support his policies.
Yeah.
I was just saying him as a person.
Yeah.
Not paying taxes.
Yeah, no,
and as an individual.
Well, we know how Trump and his situation worked out for the big fat cats. But Glow, we're really excited for you to like really, you know, make this thing go full circle because it is a fly. It's a jump get kicked off the cliff.
Yeah, I definitely kicked off that.
Build your plane on the way down.
I built it. Yep.
Like, and when your ass fly,
yeah,
it's a wrap.
But I think what warms my heart is the way people respond to me. And like, even though I'm still building, it's like, I've seen people write posts and things about like my services, and I'm just like, shit, I just started. Like, you know what I mean? Bro. I didn't just start learning these things. Like, I've learned these things along the way from other jobs and agencies and things like that. I've always had all of the resources. It's just, I'm like, I know how to do this shit over here in the manufacturing. I also have entertainment background, like, fuck. So let's merge that shit.
Yeah, we're taught to, as a people, we're taught to like be workers and be employees.
That's why it's hard for people to support. And I won't say that I'm not going to lie, like everybody telling me that's not true. I'm thankful to be doing this in a time where everybody's trying to figure out their shit and everybody's like kind of on the same playing field. But the people who love you, it's like when you have those rough moments, it's like, you sure you ain't looking too, you know, because there's still that thing of like,
that's everybody has that fear.
That's still how they think. They think that, you know, 9 to 5 it equals the stability.
And I'm not, I don't disagree. I was raised by someone who worked, not 9 to 5, but you know, like the night hours and on days, you know, those doubles and triples and all that, that raised me. So, you know, there's that reprogramming that we have to do to be in this world, and I'm trying to reprogram. I am reprogramming.
I'll give you the where reprogram for me. When I was getting paid on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it was like a 6-month time. I was like, damn, I get paid anytime I want.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, once you start to see the success, you'll touch base with people that you know, and you're surrounded with people that's doing it, you'll be fine.
When that shit clicked in for me, I was just like, it just came to a point where I was just recognizing, like, I was going to like interviews and shit like that. I was like, you know, software companies, da 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 da. And every time at any given moment, I was just like, yo, even though like I would have like an okay salary, but like just like thinking about like 20 years from now, I was like, I value myself way more than any white person is gonna value me.
Right. Yeah.
Why not? Why am I not going to, like, you know, put myself in a situation to, like, make as much as I want to make at any given moment?
And so that's really what it came down to. You were like, we've been waiting for you to step in. Because it's like, you're going to be, like, half glow or, like, all the way glow.
Right.
And, like, half glow is already fucking dope.
Right.
Like, so it's just like, all right, let's see when you take this shit to. And I'm not, like, boosting myself.
You already talking about yourself.
Nah, boost yourself up. All
right, you know,
boost,
glow.
Boost that shit.
Nah, but I'm saying, all right. From this perspective, like, half glow has made fucking connections all the fuck over and has done things people are trying to do and gotten into places, you know, that's just half of me in that space. Not even like me putting all, that's me and still a safety net, like,
right.
You know, so like imagine like all my attention, you know, so we'll see.
It's just like, that's the difference between a good idea and a great idea.
Yeah.
Right. It's just like, you can come up with something that's going to be like fire on paper.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's like, oh yeah, this idea is dope, but like, is it going to be effective? Is it going to work? Is it going to be sustainable?
Yeah.
And when you can like think of a thing and then also figure out how it can last, that's when it's a great idea. And that's the only thing that you were missing in your life, but now you figuring that shit out.
Yeah. And then I have my moments where, and then I'm gonna stop talking about this because it's all right. And then I have my moments where I'm like, I can't figure it out today, but I know when I know, so I trust when I know. Like, you know, it's like, why are you forcing a thought to come for the next level? If you don't know it, then it ain't ready. Take a step back
and focus on the shit that you do.
Yeah, refine the stuff that you have.
Yep.
And when it's time to leap, and be like, all right, cool.
Yep.
We in the next part. So, anywho, what's new with y'all?
That's why you were supposed to go last, but it's all right.
Got some shit.
No. You got some fire shit right
ladies
there.
Ladies first.
Nah. Shit. You got it. At the end of the day, like, we've been gone for like 2 months.
This nigga bought a house.
I bought a house.
Since y'all been away.
I think they caught the tail end of that, but now I'm in the house and I'll be looking at this motherfucker like,
yo, you don't live far from me either.
I'm in the house.
Man,
that shit feels good. Thank you.
Congrats.
So me and the wife have just been, you know, slowly but surely getting the stuff together, getting it ready to like invite people into it. And everybody's like, yo, what are you doing in the house?
Y'all saging?
We saged it before. We spoke good intentions into every room, every nook and cranny of that house. Mm. So hopefully when we finally get to come in, y'all feel that same energy. But
I take my shoes off?
Yes, you do. Yes, because we're going to get new carpet and all that stuff. So I'm sorry. You're going to have to wear your magenta socks to match your magenta hair and all that good stuff.
I got you.
Yeah, that's it.
Word.
Yep.
I'll keep it moving. How about you, Pat?
I mean, you know, should be the same, but it also be different. You know?
Deep.
So many levels.
Shit, deep.
No, I mean, like, so personally, like, you know, my life's kind of like been the same for the most part, but professionally, you know, we're trying to figure out how to, well, we ain't trying to figure it out. It's like by the end of the year, we'll be double the size we are as a business. So that's dope.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're like expanding our footprint and hopefully mid next year, we'll actually have a space that we own and all that kind of shit. But really, like most of this year has been like, one, getting really good at how we manage clients and do projects and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But then two, teaming up with some people and we're going to be bigger and better in 2022 with way more services.
Word.
And so, this shit is actually pretty interesting. I never thought that. Well, we almost 4 years old. We almost 4 years old, and we're about to merge with a company right now. So that's it's interesting. Sorry. So, yeah.
Congratulations!
I love it.
I be handling the home shit. He'd be like, "Yeah, this business shit is about to triple in size." Mm-hmm. Shit's stressful though, but it's a blessing. Yeah. How about you, Craig?
Let's talk about it.
Word. I just want to be.
Matter of fact, fuck the topic. Let's talk about Craig.
I just want to be like Craig's watch. Right. So I'm just like
this
there.
Is an Apple watch.
I just want to be like.
I looked over and I'm like.
So regular.
Just be like there, but like not there, and be like just pop up. Like a hologram. And
where
like,
I was looking for a Richard.
This shit look cool as fuck over here.
Not yet. Not yet. I would never spend that much on a watch.
Who said that?
I would never spend that much on a watch.
On a Richard Mille.
Yeah, nah.
Who said that it was ugly? Who said that?
They probably are.
I don't like watches enough.
I forgot who said that.
But they don't depreciate.
But
Jay-Z
has one of one.
I don't care.
I know you don't care, but I'm just saying they don't depreciate.
They don't depreciate.
Right.
I don't care. No, they do depreciate when you put a bunch of diamonds in them.
Oh,
actually,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you bust down a Rolex or a Audemars or whatever.
Because you break it down
AP.
Tell the people why you have all this jewelry on.
Because I like shiny shit. Like,
because we back glow. The lights
I'm outside.
Is rolling.
Yeah,
the cameras is high def.
Yeah, okay.
That's why he got the glow on right now. He's sitting next
I'm outside.
And he been sitting next to 50. And he been sitting next to Brandon.
What is his name?
Jenner.
What is his name? Brody.
Brody Jenner. I love that name. I don't know. I forgot.
I did like that clip when you was with 50. And then you was just like, also... two parts to it. So the first one was just like, you was going ham, and then 50 niggas was like, nigga, what we doing right now? And you was just like, yeah, nigga, we doing this. I was just like, that nigga Craig, stay ready. Yeah, stay ready.
Always, he's been throwing series of boat rides.
Right, right. I was going to talk about that too, how he's just capitalizing over Drake's life. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I love it.
It's amazing. The second part, though.
Yeah,
it does. That's why I said I want to be his watch, so that way you just like pop him in a hologram. The second part of it, though, as technically speaking, DJ shit, I was just like, oh shit, it didn't even dawn on me to get fucking title to connect it to the thing, and then I got access to the in case. I was just like, that's my nigga right there.
Yeah, man.
Wait, what? He didn't
say title has integration in Serato.
That was for DJs. Okay.
Yeah, title has integration in Serato, so you can stream.
From
music
from title into your
into
shit
Serato.
Connected
yes,
to
as
the Wi-Fi.
As long as the music exists on title, you can play it at a party.
So I'd be like stressing out. Like I'll go to DJ somewhere and I'd be stressing out because I'd be like, all right, the day before I gotta dedicate 4 hours just
to
like
downloading.
Get download all the shit that I need to do. Yeah. But I can't do that because you know what we be doing. It was like fuck, I lose a whole half of the work day trying to prepare for a DJ gig on Saturday. And I was like, oh shit. Title.
Yeah. Why didn't you think? You could just add it. Yeah. Especially if you like are on top of it, you could just like create a playlist.
Create a playlist and just keep on going. That's already what
it is. I've
already been doing that shit,
title.
But I just do it in
been
Apple
had
Music.
Title. What do you mean?
I had title too.
I had title since Jay-Z was still a part of it.
Yeah.
He not no more.
First of all, I was about to say something.
I know how much you love Hov. So
I was about to say. You know I was going to take a dig. I was there when they was trying to search for the platform to merge with the Habitat.
Oh.
I was looking for the platforms. But I
heard you. You ain't going to flex on us like that? Okay, heard you.
I was looking for title. You
Glow was in the back like, title. You should go with title.
For title.
I don't know.
Nah, it's been great, man. Yeah, my life, I went to the Grand Canyon.
Yes. Your personal life has been great.
Yeah, my personal life has been great. My business life has been great.
Ain't it beautiful when your personal life just...
You know what I'm saying? It just complements everything. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
Look
everything
at God.
Good. You feel me? So, no, everything's been great. I've been just kind of... I'm in a space right now where my business is going to expand. It just depends on which way I want it to. It's like I have a couple of things on the table that's like, yo, you could do this. I could do radio again if I want to.
Yeah.
I can own a, you know, event space if I want to. I'm DJing every week.
Yeah.
Multiple
times. You got a residency?
Yeah, I got a residency. Saratoga. Gaffney's in Saratoga. So.
Hey.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, I'm going to talk about it here because, you know, we at Glow in the Bros.
Here.
So... When they approached me to do Saratoga, I'm like, y'all know this Saratoga. Y'all know I'm black.
As fuck.
Like, what's up?
Mm-hmm. Very white.
And
there.
I know they're very white and the powers that be.
Don't want us out
there. Out there on some real shit. So,
That's
I was like, yo,
money.
So listen. I'm like, so yo, listen, what do y'all want me out here for? They're like, yo, it's track season. We think you're one of the most talented DJs. Like, we want you to come. And it's actually my friend, like, Kamikaze. Like, he's a DJ, but he's, like, the manager of the DJs.
Mm-hmm.
So I come up there, and I DJ in, like, the VIP room, like, the first couple times I DJ there. Mm-hmm. And then one day after my set, I go out onto the patio where, like, I guess the headliner was just DJing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just grab the mic and start talking, hyping it up.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently from that day on, like apparently before I did it, the owner hated people speaking on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
And from that day on, where's Craig? We need him here now. We need him
here. Right. What like about Craig is, and what I like about people who are on the mic, is that they know who's in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, it. Like even when I see some of your clips, you're shouting people out. And I'm sure the DJ don't know who the hell, the DJ that's actually spinning don't know who it is. But it's like extra love when you like walk into a spot
that's
and the DJ, though. Boop.
Yeah. Well, hip-hop. And that's the thing. Like when you're hosting and like, I got to see it. There's this birthday going on. This bachelorette party going on. I have to shout out the bottle girls that are bringing out bottles. Because when I shout them out, it, you know, entices other people to buy more bottles. Mm. Like it's a whole business thing that's going on and just, you know. So that's kind of been my role. And mind you, when I signed on, I thought it was just the summer. I thought it was just track season.
Yeah.
They hit that's me like, ass. What you doing for New Year's?
Oh,
so you have to cut this check. That's all
big,
I know.
That's a big day. Somebody else wants you on that.
No,
day.
It's not about somebody else wanting me. I can do my own thing and make exponentially more money.
Right,
so, are you going to pay me enough to where I just got to say, hey, I'm going to be here this night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of throwing my own event.
Do you want to be my competition or do you want to be my partner?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Different conversations.
Yep.
Some pivoting topics.
That's
so
great.
How, what has the journey taught all of you guys thus far?
The journey.
The journey of like creating business, working for yourself. For you, like I think we talked about where you are now versus a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how like now you're at a point where you can actually.
Turn down money.
Turn down things and make more of a decision on what you want versus what you need, right?
Right.
And, like, what has the lesson been of, like, when you look at it from, like, the years or, like...
Learning when to say no. Learning your no's is probably the most important thing because when you don't have the ability to, when you need every dollar that's, you know, requesting your services, mm-hmm. like, you're at the mercy of who's hiring you.
Okay.
And so you can't really pick and choose what events you want to do, what events you don't want to do as a DJ or whatever. It's like, yo, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to be over here. I'm going to do this country bar. Then I'm going to do this Latin night.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to be in the
bar
trap.
Mitzvah.
Then I'm going to do this bar. Like, and then your career is shaped by the events you choose to do.
Right.
And so when you don't have the ability to choose, mm-hmm. your events are, all right, so I DJ in this ratchet club. So you become the ratchet DJ all the time. So, like, for me, it was learning when and where to say no. Because for me, I say no to Saratoga sometimes to be able to do my ratchet shit. Like, that's part of me. I need to do that. Like, I need to do that in order to feel like me. So I could be a good MC and DJ when I come to Saratoga.
I got a good follow-up to that. Because when you were saying that, I was thinking about, like, what would be my answer. Mm-hmm. It was really, like, finding out what your why is. Why are you doing what you're doing? And, like, reinforcing that every other, you know, maybe a quarter. Every quarter. All right, what do I want to focus on? Because the seasons change up here. You know, we're upstate New York. So you got to kind of, like, put a different hat on to, like, attack. Or how do you tie it into the thing that your last why was? And so that's kind of been what keeps me, like, motivated. And now it's just like, oh, wait, I need to redo this deck in my house that I just got, right? Oh, that's my new why. I know how much it costs. I know what, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I want to make my basement look a certain way when people walk in it or when I walk in it. And so just like finding out your new whys and like keeping that at the forefront, but also like all the people that are you connected to that want to see you win, doing it like that. That's what for me. It's been working for me.
You have an answer to
that? Yeah, it's kind of like related. I was actually having a conversation kind of like earlier this week. It reminded me of this actually. And I said, give a damn, but don't give a fuck.
Ooh,
and really, it's around like it's about audacious, being audacious. That's written. That's what those two comments are about. It's like having the audacity to, you know, be in a position where like know what you're worth, know what you are willing to do or not to do, or having the audacity to have a why, to have some kind of like purpose, that be driven by self. Because again, being black, you know, being a woman, there's a whole lot of shit set in place for us that we ain't supposed to be audacious and being ever whatever the fuck we want, and that's just crazy, And so, like, really, I think that's what my journey has taught me the most about pretty much everything. Because, like, you know, you can attach it to like saying yes or no to money. We have easily turned down like $2 million over the last 4 years.
Yeah,
I mean, that's like on a low end, right? Yeah. But all money ain't good money, you know, shit like that. So nice. being audacious enough to be like so self-aware and like, I don't know if it's like morally aligned to like, what am I going to do? You know? But even from like on a self-care side, like it's easy for people to write me off as like an asshole or something like that, solely based on the fact that I just don't put up with a lot of people bullshit because at the end of the day, I'm like, yo, what I'm doing right now and what I'm building and what we're building together is like, even right now, like what we're doing is way more impactful and important for both our personal lives and for the people around us.
Yeah.
And who the fuck is anybody to say anything, you know, that is in opposition to like us making things, right? People, it is our position in this world to be the making. We make shit. We make shit.
Yeah.
And so I'm not letting nobody stand in my fucking way of making shit. I don't give a fuck who the fuck it is. I don't care. But at the same time, I'm gonna give a damn. I'm gonna give a damn about like a person. Like, you are a human that exists on this planet, and like your experience is valid because you just are here. But what the fuck that got to do with me? What the fuck you and your experience got to do with anything that's got to do with me and how I'm supposed to be dealing with or feeling about anything? I just don't give a fuck. I don't.
How do I fit in? How do me and my people fit in this motherfucking door?
It's not, you know, it's like even, you don't even got to be about like doors and even like, it ain't even got to be that serious about shit. It's just like, yo, like I just want to make stuff, and I want to make stuff that's going to like help our people like go forward in the world. And you just got to not give a fuck, you know? Get like, you know, somebody got something to say, cool, you know, whatever. Like that's your opinion. That's what it is. Some white people want to stop us and, you know, put up a fucking barrier, you know, make us jump through hoops and all this kind of shit.
Buy land, you know, buy property,
like all that, whatever, you know. It's just like
motherfuckers.
This is gonna be shit that's gonna be, you know, is the reality.
What is your, like, personally, what are your like tactics just at this point in your life of how to deal with the discomfort of instability?
I think probably the biggest one for me has just been the acceptance that, like, that's just what it is. What it is. Mm-hmm. Like, you decided to be a business owner. That means you live and die by the effort you're putting in. Mm-hmm. And everything that comes along with that, you just got to, like, take.
Yo, the crazy shit is you live and die by the effort, but at the same time, you could put all of your effort in and niggas ain't buying. Like, the market might not be in your favor right now. Like, like, you could have worked 100 hours on your craft and promoting it and letting people know these are the services you provide. But if the market ain't what the market is right now, you could have put up that 100 hours.
So how do you feel with something like that?
For me,
mentally.
For me, I mean, it is what it is. Like, it's gonna be highs, there's gonna be lows. Like right now is a high because we just came out of a global pandemic where events were shut down for extended amounts of time. So I know this is the season where I need to get mine because I don't know when the next lockdown is going to come. I got to be able to have something to sit on for a while. Pause.
No one even thinking like that. Why y'all like this? Nobody.
No one cares. I didn't think about it until he turned the switch.
As long as you have
pause.
Nah, pause for real. But no freaky. No freaky.
Ain't that a song? Ain't that a song?
But no.
I don't know what
that's Jasmine Sullivan and Ari Lennox. Those are my babies, but you never know when that next like dip is coming, and so you know while the season is ripe, get everything you can.
Yeah.
So, in case a dip comes, you got a little something to hold you over.
Mm-hmm. How do you manage? This is a straight interview because I'm not going into the topic because we ain't got time.
Nah, we got time. Let's go. Let's work.
I don't.
She don't. She got it.
Right. I gotta work. How do you manage like the asking? All right, this is gonna sound weird. I know none of us beg, but like asking not turning into begging when you're promoting yourself. Or like
I got this one.
Ooh, come on.
Nowadays the internet tells it's your business. Everybody's like, you know, Facebook's like a diary.
Uh-huh.
My wife be like, why are you on Facebook so much? Why are you on Instagram? Because I see people who need a thing all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, your birthday's coming up. It sounds like you're going to need a headshot. you just lost your job. It sounds like you need a new headshot for your.
Yo, for real.
They're telling you their business all the time.
If I see someone posting a bunch about, like, consulting business or this, I'm like, how are you managing to manage your business? Like, let's dig into that. Like, you know, I won't say it like that, but you know, just like angles. But then like, if you say no, I'm like, okay. So I feel like, okay, right?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't be going like too far to like.
Wait, what you mean?
Explain like, it. If you say no to me, this is where I struggle, right? If you say no, like, I'm not going to find 20 other angles to try to, like, get
you. No. You'd be like, no, you're not ready this time. That's cool.
Yeah.
But everything is cyclical.
Yeah, it's cyclical. It comes right back around.
Yeah.
Even if she'll go to somebody and try to do it cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they're going to be like, damn, you ended up back, huh? You had to do it over.
And mind you, that's something you say in your head.
Right.
That's something you say in your head.
Yeah.
Because at the same, like, people have reached out to me. I told them my price. They couldn't do it. Or they told me somebody did it for whatever. They canceled. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. They went that way. 4 or 5 months go by. The next year goes by. They talked about the bad experience they had last time they tried to do it.
Yeah.
My price did not. My price did change. It went up. But the experience that yesterday's price is not today. This is not last year. I didn't did so much from the last time you seen me. So I done raised the experience. I done bought new equipment. Yeah. I done did all these things. The price has gone up. My demand has gone up.
Insurance done went up. My team done went up. You see this watch. You see this diamond infested necklace I got on.
You see this hair?
God damn it.
That shit is not cheap.
Fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying? But
with love.
With love. Because I still want your business.
Yeah.
I still want your business, and I'm still going to do the best job that I'm available to do. Like, I'm still going to give you the best.
Yeah.
And I believe that I'm the best at this, so that's what I'm going to do. But, yeah, once you circle back, I'm adding tax.
I feel that.
Put a little memo. This motherfucker didn't get me the first. Yeah. So now I have to undo the other shit that they
definitely
did.
Got in tax. Right.
Boop. Nah, we not tax. Oh, yeah, we
not taxing you. My price is going up.
I definitely operate with an asshole tax.
Yo, listen.
if you on some funky shit, like when we like potentially going to some shit.
Yeah.
Next and the shit fall. What? Next time you coming back, you get an asshole tax.
Yo, speaking of which, I made a mistake. I usually don't make mistakes when it comes to this. I made a mistake.
Where are we going with this?
I did a gala last week. Mm-hmm. I did a gala last week. I charged them my community rate and not my corporate rate because when they told me it was a gala for the kids, I'm thinking the kids are coming and they dressing up and it's going to be a cute little gala for the kids. Yeah. I charge them the community rate. Mm-hmm. I show up. It's all the fundraisers and people spending money and sponsors and all of this.
That kind of hurts.
You know what helps me with that? I did that
one time. I said, oh my God. Well, I was supposed to.
Yes.
The organization you charge.
They set you up for the Okie.
The kids. You know, I'm going to work with y'all.
Yeah. I say, send me your scope with all of your contacts, your sponsors, and everything involved. Let me know everything. That way I can, and I think fucking with this guy, he'd just be like, nope, send me the scope. Let me see the scope. I want to see how long, how many hours, how many slides. Just give you, the more information you get, the more you get better quote, and now you could count for your time, and that price may go up.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm saying my price would have been easily doubled. It'll be easily doubled. Yeah. Easily.
Yep. They set you up for that, though.
Yeah,
When they say kids or it's like, you know,
I'll charge them a community rate
or some shit.
It wasn't grassroots. It wasn't even close to grassroots.
Somebody close to them told you that kids are your soft spot. Kids.
They are, man.
They are.
Yeah. Well, I missed y'all. And this is more like an interview because my topic is really good. So I'm going to save it for 2 weeks from now.
What time you got to stop?
45. I mean, not 45, 15.
She got to get her stuff ready for her her other bag.
Yeah, but
correct.
So, and that's the other important thing, time management.
Yeah.
And people who respect that time management. Ooh, people around you. Yeah. I think that last question you asked, they got to answer. But it was most important that you surround yourself. My wife is big because if she would have been like, nah, nigga, you're not bringing in enough, I would have had to been in that position where I had to jump into a side hustle or a part-time gig and when it took me full-time away.
Yeah.
Being around people that respect your time.
For real.
But that should come along easy.
Yo, we were just
kind of
talking about that, though. Like, being okay when it comes to, like, personal lives, like, me and my partner are creatives. And shut up.
Not me and my partner. Okay, Voldemort. Let's go.
Partnership.
Everybody shut the fuck up. So anyway, as I go back into myself. Anywho, you understand, like, you gotta, oh, this came up? Okay. Because it happens on the other end, too, you know? So, I mean, fun is fun, but, like, grow. Get your money. It's not just about money, but these things make you happy. So, like, you don't want to steal anybody's joy. You know, essentially, yeah, it's hard work, but, like, if you weren't able to work in this way, you wouldn't be happy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, if you ain't happy, I ain't happy, we ain't happy.
Yeah. And that's like, to me, that's, like, the byproduct of, like, power dynamics, you know, and how, you know, however they're situated, right? Like, partnerships, you know, ownership partnership, romantic partnerships, it's all about being equals, right? Yeah. And it's the way you treat and the expectations that come along with it, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, you know, you're an employee, and technically as an employee, you have power over the employee, which comes with a set of expectations, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And so I think, which is why, you know, so we're structured on paper like a co-op, essentially, you know, even though we're not, like, registered through the state as one.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it comes from a point of, like, they have their own lives, I have my own life, and we need to come to a balance and agreement about, like, how this all works together, especially when you ain't really starting with shit. And so, like, really the biggest thing that you have to, like, trade on is, like, time.
Right.
And so the best way to, like, figure out how to manage time is, like, you know, one, just coming at the thing as equals.
Facts. So. Oh, also, can I tell y'all know I don't, like, post a lot. Like, I'll do stories and stuff, but, like, post. Oh, it's so uncomfortable. I feel like.
Just post.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm finding it. Great solace.
You get so much business from posting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You really do.
I know.
Eyeballs.
I'm just like, what do I say? What do I do?
You ain't got to say much.
What do I post?
This is the thing. If you have a hard time
now,
posting,
if I was
right?
helping you, I know what to say and do.
If you're having a hard time posting, this is sometimes what I do. I just look at my memories of all the shit I've said over the last 10 years that I've had social media.
Just bring it back.
And I was like, oh, does this thought work today? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most likely
that
it
on
does.
There. Yeah. And put a new picture with it.
Can we have the post challenge? All right. Challenge me to post a certain amount of time.
In a week? Three.
At least three.
Mm, okay.
At least three at high time. Not just any time.
I know. Right?
So you're 12. You know, you're three. Yeah. You're five. Mm-hmm. You're nine. You're eight.
Okay.
Post three stories a day at least, and three posts in a week.
Three stories a day. I could do.
Something. Listen to him.
I'm listening to him. Yeah,
he won't have the followers.
I just saw his Cash App thing. Yeah. Like.
Three.
What am I doing wrong, nigga? What? Please.
Look, I could be like, what am I doing wrong? You only been doing this for a month.
That's it.
That's yeah. What you do wrong. It's been 1 month. Sit your ass down.
Yeah, that's it. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it over and over.
Wait, hold on. He ain't finished.
Okay.
Three story posts.
This is on Facebook and Instagram. The story. It could be the same story, but post on both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I think.
You know, you just got to know your audience, too. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you got a list of services that solve a particular kind of problem.
Mm-hmm.
You need to talk about that problem.
Yeah, word.
Today.
I complain about DJs. I be talking about my goddamn self.
Yep.
Yo, those transitions was trash, B.
And then they be like, that's why I like you. I'm like, great.
Hire me.
Wow, shit. Yep. I love y'all.
We love you, too.
Love you too. More.
Do it.
Tres Rojitos.
No, with cutting it off.
No.
With the chin wag.
She was like, kick it. Hit it. I got some shit for you today.
A one, a two, a you know what to do.
You got it. What's that next note? Come on.
Glow.
We are out of here, man.
Thanks, Glow.
All right, bye.
Go get to work, Glow.
Thanks.